Director General of Police in Charge of Operations, COP John Kudalo, says the fight against terrorism requires the input of every citizen. He said policemen are not positioned at all parts of the country, therefore citizens must be vigilant and report suspected activities to the security agencies. Speaking on Behind the News, COP John Kudalo said terrorists in recent times have adopted varied ways of causing mayhem. He asked everyone to be vigilant as well as be security conscious. He added that the police service will roll out an educational program to sensitize the public to security consciousness.
It's an axle load regime that is supposed to be checking the weight of goods that ply our roads. Big money is used to construct the roads, and therefore if you allow a heavier goods to ply, the roads deteriorate very fast and you lose the investment that you have made. What we have observed of late is that after they had gone to load at the ports, they go through the axle load system, they come out and put more weight on it and then decide to evade where they can be detected. That is, they don't use the motorway and they use the beach road. Together with the Minister of Roads and Highways, we have decided that we will not allow these vehicles to use the beach road any longer. The police MTTU is going to put men at the beach road. Any vehicle that is supposed to use the motorway, when it is found to be passing through the beach, we will redirect it.
Commander, will there be sanctions attached to drivers who flout these?
In fact, there are sanctions. There are supposed to be axle load stations. So if they move on the axle load stations and then they are found to have been overloaded, then the axle load people, which is made up of the Minister of Roads and Highway, would sanctions on them.
Director General of Police in Charge of Operations, COP John Kudalo.